So California is tens of billions of dollars short in their budget this year. California's economy is collapsing. And of course, most of it is self-inflicted. Here's an important example. So California has the highest taxes on gasoline of any state in the country. California has crazy high income tax rates on top of that, nearly 15% on top of the federal rates. And then they have some of the highest sales tax rates in the country. Then on top of that, then they have very high taxes on gasoline and diesel, you know, fuel for transportation. So then as part of the green cult movement, which is pushed by absolute lunatics who don't know anything about science or carbon dioxide or carbon or energy or anything, they're just truly low IQ morons pushing all the climate nonsense. Like, just verbally, they're incapable of interacting in an intelligent way as well. But anyway, that's a different topic. So they say, hey, everybody should drive electric vehicles. All right, so the state of California pushes to ban combustion engines in the years ahead and tries to push everybody into EVs. Well, then they lose out on all the gas taxes, you see. So their gas taxes have plummeted. And this is contributing to the budget shortfall affecting the state as a whole. And at the same time that people moving over to EVs is depriving the state of gas taxes, then EVs also, they're much heavier vehicles, much heavier, thousands of pounds heavier than a non-EV vehicle. It's because of the batteries, of course. So the EVs tear up the roads. Extra weight means extra wear and tear. Every time a heavier vehicle hits a pothole, for example, it does more damage. And it creates more stress on roads and bridges, more stress on the joints, more fatigue, a shorter lifespan for all the infrastructure. Well, where does the money come from to fix the roads? It comes from the gasoline taxes, for the most part. And the gasoline taxes are drying up because the state's pushing everybody to EVs. So you couldn't be dumber than this, to say, hey, everybody, like, stop buying gas, start driving EVs, depriving the state of money, and doubling or tripling the road repair costs because the EVs are so much heavier that they're tearing up the roads. So what does California want to do next? Because, of course, it's run by tyrants, you know, Governor Hairdo. And California's totally corrupt state. All the elections are rigged, massive payoffs from the trafficking cartels to the politicians to the DAs, you name it. California is just hopelessly corrupt, at least the West Coast portion of it. Not every county inland, but the West Coast, the Democrat areas are just, they're toast. So what do they want to do now? They want to tax vehicles by the mile. And they've actually launched a pilot program to tax a certain number of drivers per mile. And guess what the tax rate is per mile? It's around 30 cents. So you drive 100 miles, you owe them $30 more for driving 100 miles. And you're like, wait a second. I thought that part of the argument of why we should all buy EVs was because it was supposed to save us money because we wouldn't have to buy gas. Remember that? Oh, you'll just charge your EV with affordable electricity, which is not even affordable in California. But now they're going to say, hey, all you EV owners, suckas, all you fools dumb enough to buy EVs in California, guess what? We're going to add a whole new tax for you. We're going to tax you by the mile. So that's on top of course, the electricity costs you have to pay for the kilowatt hours that are used to charge your vehicle. Now you got to pay another tax on top of that. Wow. Is there anything they don't tax? But remember, you have to buy electricity using after-tax money. So you've already paid taxes, all your income taxes, state and federal. And then whatever you have left over, that's what you have to use to buy electricity. And then they're going to have this per mile tax. No doubt you'll have to use after-tax money to pay those taxes too. So that's double taxation again. I mean, I doubt they're going to let you, you know, deduct that from the taxes that you owe the state in terms of income taxes. No, it's going to be on top of that. So now living in California is so unbelievably expensive that fast food workers who recently got a mandated raise to at least $20 an hour, that's the minimum wage for fast food workers in the state of California as of April of this year, okay? $20 an hour. Remember a few years ago when they were arguing for 15? Well, now they got 20. So if you work at McDonald's, you're getting $20 an hour. Well, because of food inflation and rent inflation and, of course, the declining value of the dollar, these fast food workers are now saying, well, $20 is not enough. We need $30 an hour. Yeah, 30 is the new 15, you could say. And you're going to see all these marches and all these, you know, protests for $30 an hour for fast food in California. Now, even with the raise to $20 an hour, a lot of fast food chains either shut down their franchises, just shut down the restaurants, or they invested in automation in order to replace workers. So since April, 10,000 fast food workers in California have been fired or laid off. 10,000 workers. So those were 10,000 people who thought they were going to get $20 an hour. What they actually got was a pink slip. How many more people do you think will lose their jobs when it's $30 an hour? Think about it. What kind of fast food chain can even stay in business if they have to pay their workers $30 an hour to serve French fries and hamburgers and chicken McNuggets to the customer? You can't. You know, at some point, and probably $20 is that point, you might as well just close down the business because you can't earn a profit at all. You're just going to lose money. And since these are private sector businesses, you know, people invest in franchises of McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell or whatever to make money, not to just provide a public service. Then why would you go through all that trouble and headache and investment and hiring and firing like the worst class of workers that you can possibly imagine? Why would you do that for no money? For no profit? Well, you won't. And all these entrepreneurs or investors, the people that own these franchises, they're just going to say, hey, I think I'll just buy gold. You know, sell the chain, shut it down, buy gold. It's probably a better investment. Because you know what these investors are thinking right now? They're thinking, well, gosh, we just paid them $20 an hour, and now they're demanding $30 an hour. And at this rate, next year, they'll demand $40 an hour, and then, you know, $50 an hour in 2026, and so on. And it's like, pretty soon, you're paying fast food workers $100 an hour, and you got to charge, like, $50 for a Big Mac. And the wages of the average consumer who shops at McDonald's or Taco Bell, their wages aren't rising at this pace. Their discretionary income can't keep up with the increase in prices that would be necessitated by this rapid increase in wages. So there's no way that the demand is going to continue to be there for fast food at this level. And this is the reality of where we are right now in America, where fast food is now a luxury for most American families. Seriously, going to McDonald's and having chicken McNuggets, not yet Cricket McNuggets, that is now a luxury. That's like, hey, you know, once a year we take the family to where? To Disneyland? No, to the drive-thru at McDonald's. Yeah, because that's how we celebrate the year. We have one meal at McDonald's, which is crazy. Anyway, it's like, why would you want to associate junk food with happiness with your kids, you know? It's like, don't you want to teach your kids something better? Why don't you go to some kind of like pick your own pear farm or something? Pick your own strawberries. You want to have an outing with the family? Go pick real food somewhere, you know? That's way more fun. But anyway, that's just my opinion. But can you imagine being so poor and the dollar being worth so little that once a year, you take the family to Taco Bell for like some bean burritos because that's all you can afford. Can't even afford the processed half fake Taco Bell meat. That's when you know it's bad, folks. If you're menu shopping for like bean burritos at Taco Bell, yeah, you're in bad shape. But remember in all of this that we're told by the lying establishment and the completely dishonest PSYOP corporate media. We're told there's no inflation. Or that, oh, it's maybe it's 2% because that's our inflation target. We want to have 2% inflation and we're right on target. just absolute complete low IQ morons that are in the mainstream media these days. And the White House telling you there's no inflation. It's all in your imagination. I mean, when you go to the grocery store and you want to buy a ribeye steak and it's $45 raw, you know, not even cooked or anything, that's all in your head, they say. Like, you're just imagining that things are more expensive. They're actually not, don't you know? Or when you're paying 300% higher home insurance premiums or car insurance or health insurance. And for some of these, for some people, it's 400% higher now. It's like the White House says, oh, it's all in your head. Yeah. That's a conspiracy theory that you're paying more for insurance. Don't worry about it. But then you look at your bank account at the end of the month and you're like, there's nothing left. Like, I paid the mortgage. I paid the car loan. I paid the insurance. I bought groceries. I paid the electricity bill. Like, there's nothing left. How are we supposed to get ahead? And that's the point. You're not supposed to get ahead. You're supposed to remain trapped in this wage slave system forever. All by design. Now, Trump has made a promise recently. He says, hey, we're going to let people keep their tips, you know, service industry tips, like waiters and such, valet, car parkers, what have you. And of course, everybody got all excited about this. Oh my God, Trump is going to let us keep some of our own money. And it's like, this is so brilliant, such a brilliant move. Oh my God, Trump's going to get the youth vote. He's going to get the service industry vote. And of course, I'm thinking, why are people excited about the idea that somebody in Washington will allow you to keep something that someone gave you as a gift? It's like the government should never be in the business of taking money out of people's tips. And frankly, the federal government should never be in the business of confiscating money from people through taxation at all. And that's why my reaction to that was, hey, Trump, why stop there? Why don't you go all the way and just say, look, we're going to end federal income taxes. You want to win the election? That's what you do. We're just going to shut down the IRS. We're going to end the whole damn system. We'll convert it over to, I mean, this is probably what they'll do, like national retail sales tax or something. You know, you pay 20% on everything you buy. But everything else, you know, investment money, dividends, gifts, tips, income, it's all tax-free. I mean, that actually makes a lot more sense, by the way. And you realize that you could repurpose like $1 trillion of the economy that's currently focused on accountants and tax compliance and, you know, investment strategies and IRAs and all that crap. I mean, maybe it's not $1 trillion, but it's big. You could repurpose that into something useful. Because people all over America spend all this time trying to comply with a tax code that nobody understands and that no two accountants will ever give you the same answer on how much you owe. And, you know, thousands of pages of regulations that the average American is supposed to somehow read and understand and comply with, and you have to save all these scraps of paper with numbers on them. Turns everybody into a bunch of hoarding pack rats. And all of this is conducted under the threat that the IRS might at any time come take away everything that you own. Your bank account, your house, they might garnish your wages, they might just steal everything from you if you make a mistake. Or hey, in Trump's case, you could be charged with a felony crime or 34 felonies because you put the number in the wrong column on the spreadsheet. Oh, we thought this was a campaign expense, but it was a non-disclosure agreement contract expense. Okay, whatever. Suddenly it's a felony. It's amazing to me how little freedom the American people will settle for. They get all excited that Trump's going to let us keep our tips. But they say nothing about the federal government looting, you know, 40% of their earnings. It's more than that, actually, when you combine Social Security and federal taxation at the highest levels. I mean, the federal government alone can take more than 50% of your income. And then you have all these other taxes on top of that, you know, state taxes and what have you. And it, you know, it gets out of control. And then sales taxes and then inventory taxes. And then you have death taxes, you know, inheritance taxes and all kinds of other taxes on top of that. And the fuel taxes we talked about. It's like you end up paying 80% of your money to the government at certain levels if you earn enough. And frankly, the way inflation is going, anybody who earns anything at all is going to be considered ultra wealthy. I mean, you know, pretty soon the fast food workers are going to make $100 an hour. So they're going to be pulling down, if they still have any jobs at all, they're pulling down like $200K a year. Well, the tax code says, well, you're wealthy. You could be working at McDonald's, like packing French fries, and they're going to say, you're the wealthy. We have to tax you extra. Wealth tax on you. You're working at McDonald's. You know, the federal government doesn't need to tax anybody in order to fund itself. It can just print the money anytime it wants. It does it anyway. It just prints money. But the bottom line in all of this is that the only safe haven assets to make it through this fiscal insanity that we're witnessing, and all the money printing and the collapse of the dollar, and by the way, the loss of the global petrodollar status, Saudi Arabia just abandoned the 50-year agreement. It's done. They're not renewing it. They're starting to sell oil right now in other currencies other than the dollar. The dollar's world reserve status is done. This means dollars are going to get a lot less valuable, less demand, and dollars are going to come flooding back into the United States because all these other countries are going to sell them and dollar-denominated debt like treasuries, and dollars will lose value. You'll be able to buy less and less with dollars. So what holds value? Well, you know the answer if you've been listening to me. It's gold and silver. It's land. In fact, let's go through the list, because maybe I haven't gone through the full list. Think about it. So gold and silver are money. That's real money. Dollars are not money. Dollars are debt. Many people would argue that certain forms of crypto are digital money. And hey, as long as other people recognize the value of Bitcoin, then Bitcoin does have value, because it's really about what other people think it's worth. Bitcoin is a transparent blockchain. Do keep that in mind. This is why I prefer privacy coins like Monero. But the privacy coins are under attack by the exchanges, by the way. And the exchanges only want to sell or buy, Bitcoin or transparent blockchains that they can track so they can report all the activity to the tax authorities so they can tax your crypto activities. That's what that's all about. Yeah, no more privacy. But anyway, Bitcoin does have a lot of advantages in the sense that it's decentralized, and most importantly, it cannot be counterfeited by governments. That's actually its best property right there. No government can just print Bitcoin. So if I had to choose between Bitcoin and dollars, I would choose Bitcoin. But if I had to choose between Bitcoin, gold, and dollars, I would choose gold. Because gold's been around, you know, since the beginning of the Table of Elements. And it's going to be here for a long, long time. All right, so other assets, obviously ammunition is something you can barter with. Obviously junk silver, you know, so-called junk silver, which is pre-1965 silver coins. Obviously diesel fuel, you'll be able to barter with diesel. Land is key, or owning a business that produces something, or owning land that produces food, which typically means land that has access to water. So the water supply on a piece of land is so absolutely critical. I mean, it's at this point, it's almost, water is almost the new gold. It's like blue gold, you know? To have water on your land and be able to grow food is, that's a treasure right there, given where all these things are headed. Firearms have value and will continue to have, increasing value. I think I already mentioned ammunition. Ammo is going to get more expensive because of the global shortages of copper and gunpowder because of all the wars we're in right now. So buying ammo and sitting on it is actually a pretty good investment strategy right now. Plus, it has the advantage of being practical in terms of self-defense. If you buy ammo, the website I've long recommended for that is called AmmoSeek.com. That's S-E-E-K, like you're seeking out ammo, right? AmmoSeek.com. They're not a sponsor, but I've used them for years Because what they do is they go out and look at all the ammo websites, and then they bring you the current prices and all the properties of everything. They do a great job. Whoever runs AmmoSeek is like, hey, 10 out of 10, man. They've nailed it. So you can go on there and you can say, like, I'm looking for 9mm self-defense ammo with expanding tips. Okay. You know, hollow points or whatever. And they'll bring up the best price for that. And all the different brands, all the different retailers, how much it costs for shipping, everything. It saves you hours of, you know, price comparison shopping. If you're buying ammo, buy common rounds, you know, like 5.56, which are AR-15 rounds. Or if you're buying for pistols, you know, it's 9mm, it's 45 ACP or maybe 40 cal, but just 9mm is pretty much the standard there. You can't go wrong with 9mm. Now, for self-defense rifles, I really like 300 Blackout. It's a really good round to go into AR-15 pistols, by the way. And that's actually my favorite configuration for a car gun or a truck gun, is a 300 Blackout AR-15 pistol with an arm brace. I think it's ideal. But also 7.62x39, you know, the so-called Russian rounds or the, you know, Soviet rounds. Those are popular for AK-47s. Anyway, do your homework. Get the best ammo for you. Don't forget, shieldarms.com is our sponsor in that space. 10% off everything if you use discount code RANGER. And they sell AR-15 pistols in different calibers, by the way. And they sell standard AR-15s, but with foldable stocks, which is pretty cool. And they sell Glocks with metal magazines, which is what makes these great Glocks, like the G43X. Anyway, power tools. Don't forget about power tools. Battery-powered tools. Now, I've spent a lot of money over the years trying to assess, like, what are the best brands of power tools. I've checked out, you know, DeWalt and Makita, and I don't know all the brands, a bunch of them. This is my opinion, but I do have a lot of experience. I own a lot of tools. I use a lot of tools. These are going to be really good barter items, including the battery packs. In my opinion, just to keep it short, DeWalt is kind of crap for the cordless tools. Milwaukee is where I go. Milwaukee tools, they're just the best. They're rugged. I used to use Makita, moved over to Milwaukee over the last 3 years, and man, I have not been disappointed. And Milwaukee has these tools for PEX plumbing that I use all the time for irrigation projects. The PEX expander tools. They've got small ones and large ones. I've got all their PEX tools. And yeah, they're pricey, but they just freaking work. They work, they're rugged, they don't break. I've never had a Milwaukee tool break on me. Maybe I just haven't beat them up enough. I'm sure sooner or later everything breaks. But so far, my experience with Milwaukee is so good that I recommend them publicly. And they're not a sponsor. You know, they don't pay me anything. And I don't expect them to. I'm just trying to give you stuff that works, you know? Milwaukee Tools. So, also, BeReady123.com is one of our sponsors. They have solar panels. They have solar generators. These are going to be invaluable. Like, what's the value of being able to generate electricity and store it and charge items like mobile phones or flashlight batteries or night vision batteries or whatever? What's the value of that in a collapsed scenario? I mean, it's almost invaluable. You almost can't put a price tag on it. So if you go to BeReady123.com, it's spelled just like it sounds, like Be Ready. BeReady123.com, you can see all the deals they have there. And one of their really large battery pack units there with the lithium ion, the one that's on wheels, I have one of those in my data center right now running, I think I've got 8 workstations on it right now. And so I'm acquiring more of those because I have like dozens of workstations that are doing data pipeline tasks for our AI project. And, you know, we have power glitches from time to time, little short brownouts or whatever. Power goes off for 15 seconds. Well, you know, a computer can't handle that. So I put these BeReady123.com, these big battery packs on there. And they automatically charge, and they have inverters on them, and they have lithium ion and a big capacity, and they run these computers. And these computers are are hungry for power because they're running these GPUs that just use tons of power. So it actually does take a pretty big unit to power a bunch of workstations here for AI. But anyway, the bottom line is, these are the kinds of things that will have value no matter what happens to the dollar. I'm getting out of the dollar. You know, I said that over a year ago. I've been doing that. I'm recommending gold and silver. Our sponsor, metalswithmike.com. Gold and silver, that's a Treasure Island company that I trust, that has served thousands of our customers over many, many years. They do a fantastic job. You can trust these guys. They're professional. They're discreet. They protect your privacy. They guarantee delivery. They put gold and silver into your hands. So that's metalswithmike.com. Or if you have a local gold and silver dealer and you want to deal locally, absolutely, check that out. You know, support your local economy. Same thing with power tools. You know, try to get them locally instead of going online and getting them if you can. Support your local farmers. Go to the food markets. Start buying food from the local farmers. See if they'll take silver. See if they'll take gold backs. See if they'll take ammo. You know, just start working through barter and trade conversations right now while you can, because these days are coming up and it's going to be very important to know, like, which farmer will take 9mm ammo in exchange for, you know, apples or whatever, or beef. So start those conversations now. You'll be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And if you'd like to take advantage of our Father's Day sale event at our store, healthrangerstore.com, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day, and you'll see all the specials we have here for Father's Day, beginning with our knife series, which is all back in stock. And these are amazing knives. We co-designed these with Dawson Knives, and they use the MagnaCut alloy, which is highly corrosion resistant, but yet holds an edge, is very sharp, very durable, but also flexible so that it doesn't shatter. It's really kind of a breakthrough material for knives. Those have G10 handles as well, super high end. Now, check out what I have on my desk. These are all products that we have back in stock. The toothpaste being the most famous, that you see the Groovy Bee toothpaste there at the top, that we have 7 pallets of that the FDA tried to have incinerated. And through our attorneys, we were able to rescue the toothpaste. And one of our attorneys, a former FDA person, by the way, said they couldn't believe that the FDA was pulling some shenanigans on us to try to destroy our toothpaste. It's just incredible what they do. But we were able to rescue that. We've got it in our warehouse. It passed all our laboratory tests. It's incredible. It's a peppermint aniseed toothpaste. It's available now during our Father's Day sale event, along with many other products. There's, show my screen. There's the toothpaste right there, the Groovy Bee toothpaste. Yay, we, you know, rescued from incineration. They wanted to put it in ovens, man. Okay, now we also have mouthwash. We've got, see everything on the desk? All kinds of different mouthwash flavors. We have the Castile liquid soap, and there on the left-hand side, we've got the magnesium deodorant with baking soda as well, and the silver first aid gel, which is made from Texas rainwater. And then we make colloidal silver out of that using silver plates and a system that I actually engineered. And we do our own colloidal silver that way. We've got numerous products on sale right now during the Father's Day sale event, healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day. It's good until Sunday night at midnight. And if you purchase $199 or more, that's $199 or more, you get a free gift here, which is a free Silver Fresh liquid deodorant with magnesium and baking soda. And we do have plenty of those to include for free. So check out all the available items. We've got, look, a backup food supply. What dad doesn't want a survival ranger bucket set and some kick-ass knives for the end times, you know? Zombie thrashers. You can get this for your dad or your granddad or a dad that you know who's a dad. You can get all these products. They're available now, healthrangerstore.com. Many of them are on sale. Just put in /Father's Day to see the whole selection. And thank you for your support. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for raising healthy, aware children who represent the future of the human race on planet Earth. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. Take care.